up on the mountain top.
I'll take your word.
I may be in a city.
I'll take your word. I'll take your word.
Sometime on this journey.
I'll take your word.
You get lost sometimes.
I'll take your word.
Love, let me be.
I'll take your word.
Is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1.
I've tried everything that I could in my life in this world.
Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast, where Reverend Roger L. Green Sr. is the pastor. This broadcast is designed to be a blessing and life changer for you and your family. Listen now as Reverend Green takes you through the Word of God.
Give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, that we may rightly divide the word of truth. Now that I be glorified, the glory given to you. Knowing then, Father, that when we leave this place, we'll be better than when we came because we've heard a word from you. We thank you. In Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen. To the triune Godhead, to my pastor, Pastor Larry Turner, glad to see you. Amen. To Reverend Dearborn, to First Lady and ministers' wives, to our deacons and deaconesses, to these ministers of music, and to this brotherhood, amen. Let us give them a hand. Just glad to be here in the house of the Lord again. Those of you who have your Bibles, in the book of 2 Kings, chapter 6. Book of 2 Kings, chapter 6. Second Kings, chapter 6, commencing at verse 4. There is recorded the following words. So he went with them, and when they came to Jordan, they cut down wood. But as one was felling a beam, the axe head fell into the water. And he cried and said, "Alas, master, for it was borrowed." And the man of God said, "Where fell it?" And he showed him the place. And he cut down a stick, cast it in thither, and the iron did swim. Therefore said he, "Take it up to thee," and he put it out of his hand and took it. Thank you. Look to your neighbor, say, "Neighbor, I found what I've been missing." God bless you. Thank you, Ursus. I found what I've been missing. Have you ever come to a point in life where it feels as though you are missing something? No matter where you go, no matter where you are, it's just like things are not the same. There is something missing. We look into our society on today, you can look across the world and to see where society is, you can agree with me that something is missing. When you look at our forefathers, the things that they endured, sacrifices that they made, but through it all, they stayed in touch with God. But now we have been liberated. We have the right to vote. We don't have to sit to the back of the bus. We don't have to come through the back of the restaurant because we own the restaurant. But yet we have time for everything and everybody else but God. Something is missing. Even when you look at yesterday's worship compared to today's worship, a lot of our forefathers couldn't read nor could they write, but they knew the Lord. And they would come to church, and you would know that they have been in church. They'll come out with mascara running, hair stuck to their skin, because suits all sweated out, because they came to praise the Lord. But here we are now in a beautiful edifice, air-conditioned, heat, and we still won't give God what we owe him. I'm coming by to tell you something is missing. Today in this text, the school of the prophets had grown to a point that they needed a new facility. And as they looked at their facility, realizing that the one that they had was too small because of the growth, they put in process. They began to saying, let us build a new facility. And they begin to work on their new building. They went and they began to cut down trees. They began to cut trees and to cut wood and to shape wood to build this new building. Now, one thing I want you to understand in the text, in verse 1, that the sons of the prophet said unto Elijah, behold, now the place where we dwell is too small for us. Let us go, pray thee, unto the Jordan, take thee thence every man a beam, and let us make a place where we may dwell. Now listen to what they're saying. They're saying that let us make a place. That means everybody was on one accord. Everybody believed that they wanted to beautify their place, and everybody was willing to work. See, at the text here, there was no, that's not my job. In the text here, there was no, that's not my responsibility. But they were concerned about the place where they were worshiping, and they all wanted to get the work. And I tell you, Mount Zion, if you want to have what God really wants you to have, everybody got to get a mind to work. You got to give towards. Quit sitting back whispering and murmuring. Get busy. If you see something that's not getting done, then you get up and do it. We need to realize that there, God had placed a vision that we all should have a mind to work in God's house. But watch this. As they were cutting down trees, one of the prophets were cutting the tree, and he swung, and he swung again, and he realized that the axe head had flew off. When he knew that the axe head had flew off, he went to He said in verse 5, but as one was failing means cutting down the tree and the beam, the axe head fell into the water. Number one, write this down. To find what you've been missing, you first have to realize that you lost it. So a lot of us think we got it, but actually, it's not with us. Now watch this, watch the text. He had engaged in a good work. He was busy, but there was a flaw in his activity. See, what he needed to do, when you put the axe head on the beam, you've got to tie the axe head and secure it with the beam. But he was in such a hurry, he just placed the axe head on the beam and did not secure it. And as he began to work, he lost the piece he needed to get the job done. He was working, but he wasn't watching. And as a consequence, he lost the axe head and he was unable to continue to work. See, when you lose that which you need, you won't enjoy worship anymore. When you lose that which you need, you won't enjoy the word anymore. You won't enjoy the work of God anymore, because you didn't secure what God gave you to get the job done. And one thing I've discovered about God, if you don't want to work, he's going to find somebody that will. And the tools that he gave you to get the job done, he'll take them from you and give them to somebody else who's willing to get the job done. In other words, he lost his cutting edge. He lost what he needed to get the job done. But look, Reverend Dearborn, this is what I like about the text. He knew he lost it, and he knew it was his fault that he lost it. And see, when you lose what you need, quit blaming the preacher. Quit blaming the deacons. Quit blaming the people of the church. Because when we lose what God has given us, it's nobody's fault but our own. He knew that he lost it, and he felt uneasy without having it. So, see, when David lost the fellowship of God, through his own sin, he didn't blame nobody but himself. But when he lost it, he said, Lord, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Restore to me a clean heart and renew my spirit. Because God had lost it somewhere along the way. Watch this. Watch how the text fan out. Number one, you've got to know that you lost it. And you can't blame nobody for losing it. It's your own fault. But then, here it is. Keep in verse 5. Watch this. He knew that he lost it. In verse 5, it fell in the water, and he cried. He said, alas, master, for it was borrowed. Not only did he know that he lost it, but he knew who to go to and tell that he lost it. Now watch this. Be careful who you go to. Everybody that's around you, you don't need to tell your business to. He went to the prophet. He went to Elijah. He said, master, alas, I lost it. He was admitting to the fact that he had it and his loss. I didn't bother to tighten it up. And there comes a time in life, my brothers and sisters, that you're going to need some help. He didn't let pride keep him where he was. He went to somebody who could help him and to tell him the truth. And I know today you got it all together, everything's looking good, but that's going to come in time in life that you're just going to need some help. How many can testify that God is a type of God like this? When you need help, he sends people your way who can help you. Let me say it again. God will send people in your path. Now watch this. When he send people in your path, you got to drop your pride and go get some help. He said, he went to Elijah, he said, Master, not only did he knew he lost it, not only did he know who to go to, but then he knew what he had or what he lost wasn't his. He said, Master, it was borrowed. I went and asked somebody, can I use it? And they gave it to me, entrusted it to me. And I lost it. It wasn't mine. I didn't purchase it. But it was given to me. He trusted me with it, and I lost it. God has given you a spirit. God has given you a soul. He's lent it to you. And what have you done with it? Oh, y'all just lost it. God has given you joy. God has given you a peace of mind. God has given you grace. God has given you mercy. And the question I have to ask you this morning, what have you done with it? Don't you know that you are bought with a price? What have you done with what God has given you? He's given you a mouth to praise him. What have you done with it? He's given you a hand to wave in a sanctuary. What have you done with it? He's given you healthy feet to stand on. What have you done with it? I want to tell God, since you lend it to me, I'm going to use it for your worship. I'm going to use it for your grace. I'm going to say hallelujah in the sanctuary. Wave my hands in the sanctuary. I need to ask you this morning, what are you doing with what God gave you? I'm going to give God all that I can. He lost what was given to him, what was entrusted to him. He said, Master, he said, I lost it, and it wasn't even mine. What I need to do, I don't know what to do. I'm frantic. I'm about to pass out. What am I going to do? But then, look what the prophet said. He said, calm down. It's going to be all right. He said, tell me where you lost it. Uh-oh. See, not only you need to know that you lost, not only did you need to know who to go to, not only you need to know that what you lost didn't belong to you, but then you got to know where you lost it. A lot of us say, I don't know where I was. Yeah, you know exactly. Some of you can't praise God the way you want to because you lost something last night. And you know exactly where you lost it and who you lost it with. So don't sit in here like you got spiritual, ecclesiastical Alzheimer's here this morning, like you don't know what. You know exactly where you lost it. Now, here's your praise cue. Just because you know, since you know where you lost it, you know where to go back and get it. As the preacher said, he says, now, where did you leave it? Elijah heard about his problem. He called him back to the place where he lost the axe. In other words, he needs to uncover the reason why he lost it and go back to the place of failure. Maybe he lost it because you lost it because there's some sin you've committed. Maybe you lost it because your priorities are misplaced. Maybe you lost it because you're trusting man more than you trust God. For whatever reason you lost it, God said you can get it back, but you've got to go back to the place where you lost. Now, why did Elijah do this? Because he wanted to warn him. If you lost it here once, you can lose it here again if you don't tighten it up. Oh, y'all ain't get what I'm saying. See, the place is not where you lost, why you lost it. You lost it because you was in a place where your faith wasn't tightened. And see, you got to get it tightened to go in some places. And what I'm saying is, you got to admit to God that I'm not on the same level as some people. that I still have weaknesses. I'm still fall to temptation. I'm still weak in this area. I may be strong in this area, but I'm still having problems and fighting in this area. And all that issue is just tightening up that axe head. Is there anybody here can testify and say, I'm weak in some areas? God, I can't go here right now because I might fall. I can't deal with this person right now because I might be tempted and fall. If you do that with God, that's you tightening up that axe head. Is there anybody want to tighten up that axe head this morning? Just be real with God. Tell God the truth. Tell God I'm falling and I can't stand here. I need your help. You lost it because you trust the flesh more than you did the spirit. Now watch. Look where he lost it at. He lost it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He lost it in the Jordan. The Jordan was a nasty, dirty river. In other words, he lost it in a dirty place. Uh-oh. Before you can walk in a dirty place, you got to make sure that you are strong enough to walk there. Can I say it again? If you just come out the street, don't go back to try to witness right now. Stay and get a little more strength. Or y'all didn't get, come on, I want you to be real with me this morning. If you just gave up crack last night, don't go back to the crack house in the morning because you're not ready yet. I wish I had somebody to testify. You got to stay somewhere and get some strength. And what's wrong with us now, you shouted this morning and think you can handle everything that's coming your way. You still need God's help. You got people been walking with the Lord for 30 and 40 years and still dealing with problems that only God can help them with. Can I get somebody to testify? Now, I'm not going to ask what you're dealing with, but can I ask you, aren't you dealing with something? Aren't you dealing with something in your life that's not godly? Aren't you dealing with something in your life that God is not proud of? But as you praise you, God is right there helping you. God is right there strengthening you. He's giving you strength that you never thought you had. And how many can say, I may not be where I want to be, but thank God he brought me from where I used to be. I can't speak for you all, but I've been in some dirty places. I've been in some filthy places. I've been in some nasty places. But I thank God he put up with me. I thank God somebody prayed for me that I didn't die in the dirty place. I didn't die in the nasty place. Watch this. And we're going home. He said in verse 6, he said, where you fell? And he took him to the place where it was. And look what the man of God did. He cut a tree. He got a stick. And he threw it in the water. Y'all missed it. Where we fell, wood had to be involved. Man had failed miserably. We were lost in a dirty place. But wood had to get involved. Jesus had to hang on wood to get us out of the dirty place. That should be enough for you to praise God right there. Jesus had to hang on wood to get us out of that dirty place. Somebody is dealing with a dirty place right now. Somebody is dealing with a dirty place this very hour. But there is no place that Jesus can't clean up. I wish I had somebody to testify. If he can clean my heart, he can clean anybody's heart. Because I had a low-down, wicked, dirty heart. He threw the wood in the water. And he threw the wood in the water. the axe head floated to the top. Now hold up now. Hold up a minute. Let me backtrack. He threw a stick in the water. And when the stick hit the water, the axe head came to the top. Y'all missed it. The man of God threw the stick in the water. And that which was not supposed to float, that which was not supposed to come to the top, came to the top anyway. Hear your praise, you Mount Zion. You were at the bottom. You were at the bottom of something dirty and something nasty. The world had already counted you out and said, since you're at the bottom, you're going to stay at the bottom. But a tree came your way. When Jesus hung on that tree, you was at the bottom, but slowly you floated. Oh, I wish I had somebody to testify your way to the top. Can I talk to Black America right now? They say we were at the bottom many years ago, that we didn't amount to anything. We were like apes and dogs, but God put the tree in the water, and we floated all the way to the White House. Oh, I wish I had somebody to testify. Tell me what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do the same thing for. I can't leave till I tell you this part. The man of God said, that's what you've been missing. You lost it in a dirty place. But that which you need is at the top again. And look what he said. He said, now take it and put it in your hand. Y'all missed it. He's God. In essence, the man of God said, I've done my part. Now you do yours. God has done his part. You've got to learn. Finally, you've got to know how to follow instructions. God has given us some instructions. One of the instructions is, he says, come now, let us reason together. Said the Lord, though your sins may be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow, though they are red like crimson. They shall be as wool. You got to learn to follow the instructions. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. You got to learn to follow instructions. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I'm meek and lowly at heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. You got to learn how to follow instructions. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. You got to learn to follow instructions. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Wednesday night, the Lord gave us instructions. This new commandment I leave with you, that you learn to love ye one another as I have loved you. And then somebody here, you're worrying about what's going to happen next week. You got to learn to follow instructions. Take no thought for tomorrow. For tomorrow shall take no thought of the things in itself. Is there anybody here know how to follow instructions? The preacher said, take it into your hand. And when the man took it into his hand, he began to feel good that he found what he's lost. Is there anybody here know how good it is to find what you've been missing?